Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As I record this and broadcast live, not sure I'm going to have reliable internet over the next couple days. And so if you don't find a live broadcast or a recorded broadcast the next couple of days, that is why. Still working on a couple things to try to make that happen. But anyhow, this week we're going to look at the idea of understanding the time. And we're not talking about learning to tell time by looking at a clock or a watch, but by being observant. In Romans, Paul writes and says, "And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed." There's a passage in the Old Testament as the nation of Israel had gathered and was finding themselves in turmoil, as often was the case, that it talked about the tribe of Issachar. It says the men of Issachar understood the times and they knew what to do. And I believe it's important that we pay attention. I titled this week's prayer guide, "It's About Time." And it's about time that we pay attention, that we recognize the surroundings, that we understand not just the times, but that we know what to do. Today's specific focus is a time of refreshing. And in Acts 3:19, God says, "Repent then. Turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." I suspect if we were to hear that verse, or read that verse, at least the last part of it, we would enjoy signing up. In fact, if we were to announce that out loud, we would get a line of people wanting times of refreshing from the Lord. Unfortunately, the first part of the verse, well, it tends to make a lot of people somewhat hesitant, because it starts out with the words, "Repent then." Change your direction. Change your mind. Change your thought process. And turn to God. The assumption within that is, if you're having to turn, if you're having to repent in order to turn to God, you're not facing toward Him to begin with. There's a reason you need to repent and change your mind. But the great promise within that, a couple great promises within that verse is, when you repent, when you change your mind and turn your direction of life towards God, He will cleanse your sins. He'll wipe them away. You see, we can do nothing to earn a fresh start from God. But we can have our sins wiped away by turning towards Him and knowing His love for us. You see, what greater refreshment can we experience than that of having our sins washed away? Of being made right with God. Of being restored. Of made new. You see, today as we spend time with God, we have the opportunity to experience those seasons, those times of refreshing. Are there things that come to your mind as you listen to this that the Spirit has been tugging at your heart and saying, that's what I mean. Turn away from that. Repent. Turn towards God. Are there sins in your life that, well, they've been easy to hold on to? No one notices, no one you think, but they become wearisome. They keep you from experiencing the times of refreshing that God wants you to have and the times of refreshing that, well, that you need. As you spend time praying today, I would encourage you to allow God to open up your heart and mind to how He sees what's going on inside. Seek those times of refreshing as you turn every fiber of your being towards Him. As you allow His refreshing to fill you and to make you His completely. But don't stop there. You see, you and I have the opportunity to share times of refreshing with others. I would imagine that most of us will encounter someone today that is weary, that is worn down, that is needing a time of refreshing in their life. And the way that we interact with them, the way that we represent Jesus, just may be the key to them turning to God, of changing their way, of changing their mind, of changing their thought process, of finding the cleansing that they need so that they can experience a time of refreshing. There's something unique about being around someone who's refreshed. And it makes us look at life a little differently. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love has been extended towards us, and it brings to us this time of refreshing. Help us today to examine ourselves fully with the help of Your Spirit for the repentance that we need to do, the changing of thought and mind and action that turns our face and our life more fully towards You than ever before. And Father, today as we turn to You, as we experience the joy of having our sins washed away, of being fully forgiven, may we know the refreshing that only You can give. Oh, Father, today, may we share that refreshing Spirit with others. May we be that breath of fresh air in their life that gives and brings and shares hope in the midst of a dry and thirsty land. The weariness that this world brings upon us, that we don't have to carry. Father, help us to follow Your instructions, to cast all of our cares upon You, knowing that You care for us. And may in doing so we find the refreshing of a cleansed spirit, a cleansed soul, a cleansed heart and mind. Father, may we have the courage and the humility to repent of all sin, to turn away from it, to reject it fully. And as we turn, that we would turn fully to You. Father, today, may these times of refreshing help us to represent Jesus well. And as we represent Jesus, may we lift Him up. in every way possible so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.